tortillas. They'd eat my white food and I'd eat their Mexican food.
So you had a lot of... can you remember any of the Mexican customs or things that they did that struck you as being different from the way you did things?
Well, actually, no, because I spoke Spanish before I spoke English. Mm-hmm. And when I was growing up with them, I thought their way was the way. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't know how to differentiate between mm-hmm. their ways, and because I just grew up like a little Mexican.
Mm-hmm. So you felt like you were really a part of their culture mm-hmm. as much yeah. as Anglo culture. What about changes that you've seen take place in Corpus? I know it's grown, that's obvious, and you mentioned the various industries that have come in. Can you think of major things that people tend to look back at? For example, of course, there have been a number of major storms, and other things that you recall that were big events in the history of Corpus Christi since you were a child. Any major institutions that were founded here?
No, I think as Corpus grew, their growth was normal. I don't think we just had any blasts, so you speak. Mm-hmm. I think our growth was, first we had paved streets, and then of course the paved streets brought a lot of stores.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, we had the one big grocery store, Blossom's Grocery Store,
mm-hmm.
and my mother ordered the groceries in the morning and they were delivered that afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and they still had stables,
mm-hmm.
horses,
mm-hmm.
and
what do they call it? Did they call them stables?
Stables.
Where you would go out and
yeah.
rent them?
Mm-hmm. And they'd make deliveries,
uh-huh.
and they'd call it a livery stable.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course I remember the first automobiles, the first one in the family was a 1913 Cadillac. The scourge of my life was to go riding on Sunday afternoon. My mother and the great uncle would sit on the front seat. They put me on the back seat with this duster,
mm-hmm.
long sleeves and long gauntlets and a veil and a hat. And we didn't want to get sunburned. And there I was in that veil. Mama on the front seat, you know, veil.
That veil was to keep you from being sunburned?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Long, big square, green square veil, about that square.
Hmm.
And Sunday afternoon, that was the day, that was the weekly trip. And if it rained, we had to get out. We had to anticipate it in time and get out and put the isinglass curtains up.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that ridiculous? I tell you, I think my mother lost my birth certificate because I tell her I just must have lived in the world, another world before I got here, because it's impossible to have seen the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the cars had running boards,
mm-hmm.
and old Dr. Spahn was the one doctor here that doctored everybody for everything and brought all the babies. And I noticed when he got out of his car, childlike, he always pulled out the black bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked my mother one day, I said, what Dr. Spahn got in that black bag? Mom said, oh, that's babies. He brought Miss Smith a baby. And I said, in that black bag? Yeah. Yeah, I was grown almost before I knew the difference. Kids are sophisticated now.
Mm-hmm.
So old Dr. Spahn drove a Metz, and he always was groomed in it. Long sleeve duster and the gauntlets and a chauffeur's cap, or a cap with the bill on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this Metz that cranked on the side. And he was known for his famous ability to cuss. He'd crank, 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 and that old car wouldn't start. And man, he'd let everybody have it around. So it just, see, we have so many wonderful hospitals.